Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we thank you for mercy and we thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for your goodness toward us. Oh, God, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves, Lord. We ask for mercy and we ask for forgiveness. Lord, please look down on us one by one, God, and lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you tonight. Lord, we need you to move upon us right now. Oh, my God, please be merciful unto us and blot out our transgressions. Wash away all of our iniquities, Lord. Purify us on the inside and on the outside. Sanctify us, Lord Jesus, and cause us to walk in your statutes. cause us, Lord, to walk upright before you. We're looking unto you, and we're depending on you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We need your help tonight, Lord.
We need guidance.
We need your spirit, Lord, to come down upon us, Lord Jesus, to quicken us and to strengthen us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will bless this broadcast tonight, that you will bless every listener with the blessing that they stand in need of. Oh, God, we pray that you will move all around the world, God, that you will go into the homes, Lord Jesus, go out on the streets for those who don't even have a place to live and make your holy visitation. Save dying souls everywhere. Lord, send deliverance, my God. Send your power right now, Lord. Oh, my God, work miracles and do wonders in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask for your will to be done. Lord, we want you to have your way. Remember everyone who's sick in their bodies. Lord, we pray for healing. We pray, God, that you will raise them up and give them a testimony in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we believe you right now, God, and we are taking you at your word. Lord, we are asking that you'll accept our prayer, and we are asking it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. And at this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen, who will be hosting a show on tonight. God bless Evangelist Khadija.
God bless and praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor at Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. And on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
He led the opening prayer. Thank God for the prayer. We also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Edmond.
God bless you.
Amen. She's from our Headquarters Church Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. We also have Evangelist Cynthia Edmond with us, who is Evangelist Maybell Edmond's daughter, and she's going to read our opening scripture. And if she has a song, she can sing it as well. I'm going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond at this time.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity to say something and to do something for the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer. I will be reading from the 126th number of Psalms. That's the King James Version Bible. Psalms 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Thank God for the reading of the 126th number of Psalms. I'm going to sing this song, and I'm going to get out of the way. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get our business straight, can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Two men walking by the road. One of them had a heart pure as gold. The rapture, the sky was split. The pure in heart raptured away. But one of the other ones left behind, who did not purge his heart in time. He cried to the Lord, but for him it is too late. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get our business straight so we can all meet at the gate. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Man and wife in their bed, one of them by the Spirit led. The rapture came and took that one above. The other one rose on the next day to find their loved one raptured away. Oh, what a way to lose the one you love. I pray we'll all be ready. All be ready. Pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we give our hearts a search so that we won't be playing church. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. Mama and children in the mall, then mama heard the master's call. She was swept into the by and by. It's hard to rely on your mama's prayer when your mama is no longer there. Learn how to pray. Learn how to pray while you still have time. Yes, I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready. I pray we'll all be ready for his return. I pray that we'll get down on our knees and ask the Lord to wash us clean. I pray we ready for his return. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray we all will all be ready for his return. What a thought-provoking song. I thank God for that song coming through Evangelist Cynthia for her willingness. And we're going to turn this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle, that she might have words and introduce our speaker.
Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank God for the opening prayer and the opening song. Glory to God.
Thank you, God, Jesus.
For the word of God. His word is good. His word is right. I thank him for all that he's doing for this broadcast. Truly, I feel like praising God. Glory to God. I pray we all be ready. I woke up this morning and I was saying within myself, Lord, I want to be ready. I don't want to end up in hell. Glory to God. After all this time, all this labor, I want to be ready to meet the Lord in the air.
Yes.
Glory to God. Lord, help us all to be ready. We want to enter into the kingdom of God. We don't want our labor to be in vain, but we want to be ready when Jesus calls our name. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank God. My soul is blessed. I'm being blessed through this radio broadcast. Glory to God. We thank God for all that he's doing and for the word of God that has been coming, and we are looking forward to hearing the word of God on tonight. We thank God we have a beautiful speaker in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. At this time, I'm going to turn this part of the broadcast over to Pastor Sheila Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. I do give honor to God, giving honor to whom honor is due. Oh, the Lord is a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. For how God is blessing us. Amen. And he is preparing us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and I
he
pray
is.
That we all be ready. Oh, glory to God. And that's something I'm working on. Praise God. Being ready when the Lord should call me. Hallelujah. When I stand before the Lord, I want to be able to stand my test. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we are praying. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That we all be ready. And I thank God. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need to be ready when the Lord returns. Oh, bless the Lord. When it's our time to go, will we be ready? That's what it's all about. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Getting ready for the return of the Lord. I want to go back with him. What about you? Oh, thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. My soul is rejoicing. My soul is happy for what the Lord is doing. Everyone will not understand what God is doing for us. Amen. Praise the Lord. But as long as we know God is the one who is doing this for us, we can be happy and praise our God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Everyone is not going to go along with what God has given you to do. Hallelujah. Everyone is not going to support you when you trying to do the Lord's will. Amen.
Amen.
It's all right anyhow. As long as you know God gave you a work to do, doesn't matter who says what. Amen. You got to know that God told you to do it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You got to know that God sent you. Amen. You can't depend on man telling you, well, you should go here, you should do this, you should do that. Amen. But will you be ready to stand before God and give account? Hallelujah. Will you be able to stand? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just thank God because this is a time of rejoicing and praising God for what he has done. The Lord is doing wonderful things, and
yes,
I give glory and honor to his holy name because of all that he has done for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to prepare to go to the word of God. Amen.
Yes.
If you would like to read the scriptures along with me, please get your Bibles ready. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Praise the Lord. And before we go into the scriptures, let us bring our minds in. Let us open our hearts to hear from the Lord. Praise be to God. And I'm asking that you will pray along with me that the Lord will have his way. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for grace. Lord, we thank you for another opportunity to do your will. And we ask, God, that you will take control and that you will speak to us and minister to us through your word. Not our will, Lord, but let your will be done. Let your word have free course, Lord Jesus. Let it reach out to every soul that is listening. Lord God, let it bring a blessing to each and every one. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, let us open our Bibles to James, the book of James, the first chapter, verses 1 through 7, and also Isaiah, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And I'll begin with the book of James, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. And ye shall, reading on down, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Isaiah 12, verse 1 reads, and in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight I will use for a title, Count It All Joy.
Right.
And our theme to focus on will be, I still have joy. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. James, the first chapter, talks here. This is Brother James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, reaching out to the 12 tribes that were scattered abroad. Amen, and he's bringing greetings. And these greetings come in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said in the second verse, my brethren, he's encouraging the brethren. He's encouraging the born-again believers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Those who have been going through many things and being tested and tried. He began to reach out saying, my brethren, count it all joy, fall into diverse temptations.
Yes.
And so this verse, the portion that says, when ye fall, lets us know that we are going to fall into diverse temptations, but we can count it all joy. Glory
yes.
to God. We don't have to go about with our heads hung down or feel like giving up, praise the Lord, but we can count it all joy when we fall into these diverse temptations.
Amen.
Diverse meaning many.
or varying types, multiple, numerous. And so the temptations in a lot of cases are very great. People are facing a lot of tests and trials and many temptations all around on a daily basis. Sometimes from the time they wake up in the morning until they go to sleep at night, they have fallen into diverse temptations. Glory to God. But we can count it all joy. Praise the Lord. As we are encouraged here by Brother James. Amen. Saying, knowing this, the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yes.
Our faith has to be tried. Will we stand the test? Hallelujah. Will our faith endure through the temptation? Will we hold on to our faith so much so that after our faith is being tried, it will work patient? Hallelujah. Tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. Hallelujah. Without complaining, without murmuring or grumbling. Praise the Lord. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
Yes.
And Jesus, when he spoke to his disciples in St. Luke, the 21st chapter, verses 16 through 19, Jesus was warning them about the end time and what to expect, what to look for. And he was letting them know that they would be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinfolks and friends. And some would even be put to death. Hallelujah. He also warned that they would be hated of all men for his name's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, but gave them the assurance and a promise in the 18th verse saying, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. Glory be to God. So knowing this, that no matter what happens, no matter what we're going through, no matter how great the temptation, no matter how much the enemy rises up against us. He said, not an hair of your head shall perish.
All
thank
right.
you, Jesus.
Thank
That's
you, Jesus.
A promise from the Lord, letting us know that he will be with us and that he will not forsake us. Glory
Amen.
To God. And therefore, we can count it all joy. Oh, yes, Lord. When we fall into diverse temptations, glory be to God, all the different kinds of temptations coming from all around, from every side, hallelujah, by being tested, by our faith being tested and tried, it worketh patience. Amen. And Brother James went on saying, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
Amen.
We're looking forward to the perfection that comes through patience. Amen. Waiting on God, being able to wait there and with calm endurance. Thank you, Jesus. Not mumbling, not being angry or upset. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God, but we can wait patiently on the Lord who will make us perfect and entire. Because Jesus told his disciples in St. Luke 21 and 19, he said, in your patience, possess ye your
Yes, hallelujah. So we ought to be encouraged to know that no matter what the enemy does, when you fall into diverse temptations, count it all joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Count it joy. It may be bad at the time and may not feel comfortable, or glory to God, but count it all joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And wait patiently until your change comes, because God will bring about a change. Hallelujah. He will come and he will rescue you. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. But also we must learn patience, because we have need of patience. We're going to have to learn to wait on the Lord. Verse 5, Brother James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If you lack wisdom, Lord knows we cannot lean to our own understanding,
Amen.
Because we will go astray if we do so. But if we lack wisdom, God will give it to us. We need to ask him, hallelujah. And if we ask him believing, glory be to God, he will give us that wisdom to apply the word of God in the right manner. Hallelujah. God is a wise God.
Amen.
And we can go to him and ask him for wisdom of how to do his will, what to do, hallelujah, how to go about doing it. Praise the Lord. So God gives this wisdom freely, liberally, and upbraideth not. And if we go to him and we ask him, it shall be given. Hallelujah. But let him ask in faith. It takes faith to receive this wisdom. For the Lord doubting, don't go wavering. Hallelujah. Wondering if he'll do it. As clear as it's been said in the 5th verse, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. And the last part of that verse says, and it shall be given him. Hallelujah. So no need to doubt, but go to the Lord in faith and ask him. Hallelujah. Nothing wavering. Glory to God. For Brother James describes anyone that wavereth, a wave of the sea, driven and tossed. Hallelujah. Driven with the wind and tossed. We don't want to be like that.
No,
but we want to be established, stable, rooted in faith. Glory to God. Trusting in the Lord for the things that we need. If we need guidance, we can go to the Lord and ask him, and he will give us guidance. Hallelujah, because some temptations will come upon us, and we don't know just what to do. We don't have an understanding of how to handle things, praise the Lord.
Yes.
But the Lord, he will direct us. He will show us. Amen. And we can count it all joy. Oh, praise the Lord. And so after we have been ridiculed and we've been talked about and treated all kinds of ways, but the right way, praise the Lord, when our family members turn their back on us, glory to God, when they betray us or they even try to cause us to be put to death for the gospel's sake. Glory to God. We can go to Isaiah and know in that day
we can say, oh, Lord, I will praise thee. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thou, though thou wert angry with me, if the Lord was angry with you, his anger is turned away.
Thank you, Lord.
Now he is comforting you. Now he's encouraging you. Hallelujah. He's strengthening you and helping you to get through the temptation. Behold, God is my salvation.
Yes.
You can tell the world that God is your salvation. The enemy know that you will trust and not be afraid. Hallelujah. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. God, he is always there for us. And the third verse says, therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Yes.
With joy. Hallelujah. When trouble has risen up in your life, with joy you can draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. When you have been hurt, glory to God, disappointed or let down, you can count it all joy. Oh, yes, Lord. And with that joy, you can draw water, living water out of the wells of salvation. Oh, hallelujah. In that day, you can say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. So instead of being cast down and all despondent, count it all joy and give God praise. Lift up his name. Glorify him. Praise him in your affliction. Praise him in your sickness. Count it all joy.
No matter
what you're going through. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. And remember, thank you, Jesus, that the Lord God is with you. The Lord will never forsake you. He won't leave you in the hour of temptation, but he will provide a way of escape. He promised that he would do so. Hallelujah. And when the enemy try to make mockery of you and point a finger at you, you can tell the enemy, I still have joy. Oh, hallelujah.
And joy.
After all that I've been through, after all the bad things that have happened, after all the discouragement, hallelujah, Lord, I still have joy. I will count it all joy and praise my God. Thank you, Jesus, because that joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, hallelujah. And with joy, I draw water out of the wells of salvation.
Yes.
That living water that Jesus talked about that would be it up, a well of living water springing up into everlasting life.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Count it all joy.
Yes.
Just count it all joy. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Jesus, he spoke about the end time and what to expect. Praise the Lord. And we can look around and see how many have been betrayed. Many have been talked about and put down because they took a stand for Jesus. They decided to obey the Lord and do the Lord's will. And this will happen with anyone who makes up their mind to serve the Lord. Anytime you make up your mind that you're going to do what God has commanded you to do,
mm-hmm.
here comes the tempter, just like he did with Jesus. When Jesus came to the world and died on the cross, hallelujah, the tempter came and tried to cut him off before he could get up on the cross. Oh, glory be to God. The tempter tried to stop Jesus from dying for the sins of the world.
Amen.
That was God's will. Hallelujah. So what do you think about us? When we go about doing the Lord's will, we're going to run into opposition. We're going to run into confrontation with Amen. The evil one. He's going to try everything he can to stop us. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But we can count in all joy. Well, praise the Lord, because mm-hmm. we have the victory in the name of Jesus. The Lord has made us more than conquerors. We are overcomers. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So I thank God for his precious word. The word of God gives us insight into what God's will is for our lives. And you know, when I think about the patience that Brother James spoke about, when he explained that patience needs to have her perfect work,
yes,
that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Sometimes we are very hasty in our doing. We're quick judge. We're quick to give up. We're quick to make assumptions. Hallelujah. Just quick to be negative about something. Praise the Lord, but we need patience. We need to work on having more patience and waiting on God, giving God the right of way. Amen. Allowing God to take control. Hallelujah. Allowing God to have his way instead of running ahead of God. Not
Amen.
Waiting for him. Amen. Like the children of Israel, when he told them to go, they didn't go. And
yes.
then they decided to go when they wanted to go. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of waiting on the Lord. Glory to God. So we have to learn how to have patience, calm endurance. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Being able are having the capacity to tolerate suffering.
Yes.
Because if we suffer with him, then we shall also reign with him.
Amen.
Amen. Being patient enough to get through the trouble. It may not be going away as fast as we want it to go. But if we wait patiently, hallelujah, God will deliver us out of that
yes,
trouble.
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
but we need to just count it all joy while we're going through the trouble. I'm reminded of the three Hebrew boys when they got in trouble, hallelujah, for petitioning God. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And they were thrown into a fiery furnace.
Yes.
You know, they counted it all joy. And Jesus was right there in the trouble with them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So while we're in trouble, count it all joy. Thank you, Jesus. When you're in the midst of temptation, count it all joy. Hallelujah. God is doing something great. If you think about this, how God allowed Job to fall into divers temptations, He allowed Job to be tempted by the devil. Hallelujah. But Job did not charge God foolishly, but he turned around and he blessed God. He began to count it all joy. Hallelujah. And God brought him out of the trouble. And praise the Lord, his latter was greater than his first. Even though he was a perfect and upright man, as God described him to the devil. Hallelujah. He went through something that was very severe and trying to his soul. Oh, praise the Lord. But he began to bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. He began to worship the God of his salvation. And God blessed him in his latter end more so than his first.
Amen.
And when we fall into temptation, if we count it all joy, just think about what God has in store for us and the blessings that God has for us if we allow patience to have her perfect work. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. So in our patience, we possess our souls. Glory to God. Kinfolk, friends, brothers and sisters, turn on you. They will mock you. They will hate you because you took a stand for what's right, because you took a stand for Jesus. Amen. But be encouraged tonight, encouraged to count it all joy.
Anytime. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. In the name of Jesus. Have thine own way, Lord. In thine anointing, oh Lord. Continue to sing your word, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have thine own way, Lord. Your will, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Glory to God.
Count it all joy.
Yes.
Diverse temptation.
Yes.
I still have joy.
Amen.
Enemy didn't take away my joy. But I have joy. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can make it with the help of the Lord. We can get through the diverse temptations. We can get through the tests and the trials with the help of the Lord. And we can still have joy. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
As often as we need to, we can draw water out of the wells of salvation with joy. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the word of God. Just thank God for having mercy on us. Praise the Lord. And the enemy is attacking us on every side.
Yes.
But let's count it all joy.
Amen. Yes.
No matter how the attack comes, no matter what happens, just keep on counting joy.
Amen.
Keep on giving God the praise. Keep on lifting up the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Keep telling others to praise the Lord. Keep telling them to call upon his name.
Amen.
And also declare his doings among the people. Praise the Lord. God is exalted.
Yes.
God is lifted up. Oh, hallelujah. Let's keep singing unto the Lord. For
yes,
he has done excellent things. God
has
done excellent things.
Yes.
And this is known in all the earth.
Yes,
glory to God.
So let us cry out and let us shout in these troubled times, in these trying times. Let us cry out and speak loudly of the praises of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And this will help us to be more patient and wait on God. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for Evangelist May praying for me. And I tell you, God is a mighty God.
Yes, because
the enemy does not want me to do this work for the Lord.
No, he doesn't.
He hates me.
Yes.
And I hate him too.
Yes.
Glory to God. He wants to destroy me and shut me down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But praise God, by the grace of God, I will continue to open my mouth wide.
Thank you.
And speak in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we don't have to worry about anything. We know that God is having mercy on us and that he's made promises to us. And those promises he will always keep. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There may be someone listening tonight who has been struggling and going through and being tempted on every side. Glory to God. And feeling like every time you try to make up your mind or try to do something right, temptation is there all around you. Great temptation. I'm here to tell you that God will deliver you out of the temptation. He will lift you up out of that temptation and give you strength not to yield to the temptation.
Amen.
While the Lord is calling you to come out of sin, what are my friends going to think? Or what are my family members going to do? What are they going to say? That's temptation. But God will deliver you from the temptation. And you can go forth and do the Lord's will. God will save you. And he will come into your life and he will use you for his service. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But you have to come to him. You have to give him a chance. Amen. You have to allow him to prove himself to you. Glory to God. And there may be someone who is feeling like giving up. And I want to encourage you, don't give up. Just count it all joy and wait patiently on the Lord. And he will come to your aid. Glory to God. There may be someone right now who is backslidden on the Lord and you want to get back to the Lord, but having a hard time getting back to him. I want to encourage you not to give up, but keep on going after the Lord. Keep on crying out to him and keep praying, because God will and he will restore you. Hallelujah. If someone out there listening is sick in your body, you need a healing. Glory to God. I'm here to tell you that God is our healer. God has the power to make you whole. If you can only believe, God will raise you up and he will heal your body. We're going to go to God in prayer. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would take us to the throne of grace.
Glory to God, Heavenly Father, Eternal God. Oh, my God, we come to you in the name of thy Son, Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you look upon the souls of men. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand, Lord. We want you to touch, Lord, someone that has heard the word of God preached on the night. We want you to touch their heart, oh, Lord.
Oh, my God, help them to break up the stony heart. Help them to give their heart and mind to you, their soul, their body, their spirit. Help them to give all to thee, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, Lord. You're able to save to the uttermost. You're able to heal, Lord. You're able to forgive sins. We want you to blot out of transgressions. Have mercy tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch right now. While we are praying, O Lord, while we are looking to you, Lord, we want you to touch, Lord. Save, Lord. Have mercy on the souls of men, O Lord. Help them to yield themselves to you, to give themselves over completely to you, Lord. Help them, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, the power is in thy hand. You have the power to forgive sins. You have the power to heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Heal right now, Lord. Save right now, Lord. Convert some soul. Touch their mind, O Lord. Change their mind, O Lord. Give them a new way of walking and a new way of talking. In the name of Jesus, take out the stony heart, O Lord. Take out the hatred. Take out the ill will, the malice, the envy. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, Lord. Jesus, we are calling on your name. No other name we know whereby men must be saved. Other than the name of Jesus, there's power in your name. Help somebody to call on you. Help somebody to seek you. Help somebody to turn from their wicked ways. Help them, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Save Jesus. Save while we're praying, Lord. We know you can do it right now, Lord. Be merciful unto the souls of men. Help today, O Lord. Oh, my God, heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Somebody want to be free, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Jesus, free the souls of men. Have mercy on the souls. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, we know you're way maker. You're a door opener. You're able to fix every situation, everything that is going on in the lives. We want you to help, Lord. Jesus, you are our very present help in trouble.
Yes,
we're dependent on you. We're looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, O Lord. Lord, increase our faith. Help us to trust you and to take you at your word. Your word is true. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot lie. We're dependent on your precious word, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to count it all joy when we fall into divers temptations. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, have mercy on us, O Lord. Help us, Jesus. Jesus, we know the temptation is going to come. We know we've got to be tried. But, Lord, we are looking to you to keep us from falling, to help us to stand. You said you are able to make us to stand. We take you at your word, and we are dependent on you, Lord. Our faith looks up to thee, O Lord. No other help we know, Lord. You are our help. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look upon your people everywhere throughout this world, Lord. Save, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord. Help your people to stand. Help them to go through their tests. Help them to go through their trials. Help them to trust in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on those who are not saved, but they want to be saved. Those who have backslidden, but they want to come back, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Touch them, Jesus. Help them, Lord, to give themselves to you, Lord. Help them to seek your face and turn from their ways, Lord. We know you're able, oh Lord. You're able to bring them back, oh Lord.
Amen.
Oh, my God, have mercy on the people, Lord. Save to the uttermost, oh Lord. We know you can do it. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for strength. Thank you for more faith. Hallelujah. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We thank you for how you're blessing, Lord. We thank you for the souls that you have already blessed. We thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, Jesus, that you will continue to look upon Brother Jonathan, touching, oh Lord, continue to strengthen him, keeping with a mind to want to do what's right and to please you, Lord. Help him, Jesus. Look on Brother Crawford, touching, Lord Jesus, showing what you would have him to do, Lord, and showing what you would have him to be, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help him to seek your face, Lord. Oh, yep. God, help him to draw nigh unto you. In the name of Jesus, show him which way you would have him to go. We know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, look upon all the souls who are listening to this broadcast. We want you to touch them one by one, name by name. You know who they are, Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you in faith for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. We give grace, we give honor, we give glory to thy name, Jesus, for thou art worthy, Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray that you bind Satan and his work. Every evil work, bind it, Lord. Cast it out, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to do that which is pleasing in thy sight. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, give us a closer walk with thee. Help us, oh Lord, to draw nigh unto thee, and you will draw nigh unto us. And we take you at your word, and we believe you in faith, and we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you look upon the speaker of the hour. Look upon the dentist, I mean. Continue to touch her body, strengthen her, oh Lord. Oh, my God, help her to continue to preach your word, oh Lord. Help her to continue to do thy will. Oh, my God, and we thank you and we give you the names of praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God. I thank the Lord for that powerful message, encouraging message, a message to make you think about the word of God, what the Lord is saying to us. Count it all joy. You're going to fall into the diverse temptations. Different kinds of temptations is going to come upon you, and you're going to fall in them. You're not going to just act. You're going to accidentally fall into these diverse temptations, not meaning to fall into them. But they're going to come. But count it all joy. Throw in the towel. Don't give up. You don't have to give up. The word of God is powerful. If we take God at his word and do what he says, count it all joy. Just consider it. Consider it all joy. Hallelujah. And we can go on and serve the Lord. Continue to serve the Lord with joy. I truly enjoyed the scriptures that she read. Oh, I tell you, beautiful, beautiful. Some of my favorites that she read on tonight. And I'm thankful for the word of God, thankful for her, how she pressed her way and preached the word under the anointing. And I enjoyed it. Thank God. Praise the Lord and glory to God. All glory is given unto the Lord. Praise his holy name. At this time, I'm going to turn this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the word and for the prayer. If anyone would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service Title One School, and one is O-N-E. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/ My King Service Title One School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. Again, that's 319-527-6763. 527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. Added to the prayer list, we have Jonathan Angel Amante. We're going to pray a special prayer for him. We also want to pray for Minister Troy Johnson, who is currently in the hospital, the Breeze Reeves family, Albert Ree Owens, Sister Myrtle's cousin, and she gave a praise report prayer line of how she was really blessed. I really enjoyed her testimony, saying how God really brought her cousin out of the hospital. We want to pray for Tammy Ryan, the Breeze Rivers family, Yvette Curtis Brown and family, Gina Bogier and the Breeze Woodbury family, Lisa Turlington, Andres Crespo, Andrew Marshall, which is Pastor Marshall's brother, and we want to pray that the Lord will bring him back, Arnold Bird, Celeste Hall, Geraldine Taylor, Mr. Wade, Marisa Setti, Mr. Angela Setti Jr., Elder Jerry Caldo and family, Sarah Ann Maddox, the Breeze Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Cohen and family, Janisha, Tanisha, and the Alice family, Bertha Panada, Frank Carino, Kathy Colliers, Robert Berry, and Samuel Anderson, and anyone who's requesting prayer, and all the Breeze family as well. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbeck's Hope Ministry is on, and the phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And I received a text that our own Vice President, Pastor Lewis Marshall, will be preaching tonight on the Prayer News Network. Tune in. I'm encouraging you to tune in. It will be a treat. Again, that phone number is 339-209-6891. It starts at 9 o'clock tonight. And on Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m., Grace Temple hosts a teleconference service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And again, I just want to thank God for that word coming through Evangelist Hameen, encouraging us to count it all joy and saying, I still have joy. And I realize it might not always be easy to do it while you're going through the temptations, but it makes it easier to bear the temptation if you count it joy. And you might have to cry while counting it joy. You might have to moan and groan while counting it joy, but it makes it worth it in the end. And I truly enjoy the word of God, even though the devil tried to attack her, you know, she still came through it, counting it joy. And I know we still have Evangelist Cynthia on the line. She sings a song, I Still Have Joy, and I love to hear her sing that. After all I've been through, I still have joy. And if she's going to still, I believe she's still on the line, I want to give her a chance to have remarks as well.
I've been tested. My faith has been tried. Satan has attempted to destroy my life. He's robbed, abused, accused, and stole. He's done everything he could do to conquer my soul. But I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Listen, friends have left me. They question my faith. The good I try to do was thrown back in my face. The hurt and the pain, it brought tears to my eyes. But God has replaced the blessing for every tear that I've cried. And I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. I still have joy. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. Thank God for that word. I still have joy. Amen. The Bible said, James said, count it all joy. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I thank God for that word. I tell you, she preached tonight, and those scriptures, as what the poor stated, were beautiful scriptures, and some of the scriptures that I love, too. And I just thank God for the word. The enemy, he tried to intervene, but God is greater than him.
Amen.
Amen. He's greater than him, and he's a liar, and the truth is not in him. It ain't never been in him. I just thank God for the word. I want to encourage Evangelist Amin to continue to preach the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that song coming through Evangelist Cynthia and the remarks as well. Truly, I enjoyed it. I still have joy. After all I've been through, I still have joy. At this time, I'm going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is moving on my side.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Touch me, Lord. Save me, Lord.
Right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Lord. Deliver. Deliver. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
Jesus.
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 The name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, power to do everything. You're right now. You can only.
Yes, Lord.
He can do it.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
He understands.
Oh,
yes,
Lord.
So bad, Lord.
Repent.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Repent of
oh,
your
sin.
Ask the Lord to forgive you. Lord, forgive
us.
Yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, have mercy, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon him right now, Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
Oh,
Jesus.
Have mercy. Oh, my God.
Have mercy.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord God.
Your soul. Give him your soul. Give him your life. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God.
Yes,
I can do everything.
Amen. Glory to God.
Keep on praying for him.
Amen.
Praying for my son.
Hallelujah.
Lord, the enemy want to destroy his life.
Yes.
Can't have him.
Amen.
So keep on praying for Muhammad Hamid.
Yes.
Thank God for your prayers already.
Amen.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood
of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Keep on praying for him. Keep praying for him.
Yes.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. The blood of the The blood of Jesus. Just believe in the name of Jesus. Keep on praying for him. Keep on praying. Keep on praying.
In the name of Jesus.
Keep on praying for him.
No way.
In the name of Jesus. Everybody who's listening, keep on praying.
Believe in
let it the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus is against you,
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
Loose your hold.
Come out of the man.
Oh, come out of the man.
In the name of Jesus. I command you to relinquish all of your rights.
You have no power.
This soul belongs to God.
Yes,
Lord. This soul belongs to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Not yours. Come out.
Amen.
Come out.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Come out. You have to come out.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus is against you.
Yes, Lord.
you have no place again. It's time to come out now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command you by the power of Almighty God, by the power vested in me, in the name of Jesus, I command you, unclean spirit, to loose. Come out.
Loose that soul.
Come out of sin.
Thank God for touching my son. Yes,
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your prayers.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. That's all right.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're praying along with him. God, thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For this
broadcast. Amen.
Thank God
amen.
For this ministry.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord began to move on him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord,
thank
God.
God. Lord.
The mighty God we serve.
Yes. Amen.
God
is
in the saving business.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God can do everything.
Oh, my God. I know.
Yes, he can.
Tune in with us on Sunday at 3:30. Praise be to God, and whatever the enemy does, just count it all joy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If he hates you, count it all joy.
Yes.
If he tries to beat you down, count it all joy. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. And just
yes,
keep
Lord.
On praising God.
Amen.
Thank God for the broadcast and thank God for each and every one of you. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. More praying to do, y'all.
Thank you for standing with me, Lord. I thank you. Oh, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, my God. I
thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Hey, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I feel the Lord.
Glory. 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 Glory.
Oh, God, I'm
glory.
Oh, I'm going to go to death.
Bless
oh,
the name of Jesus. Bless your holy name.
Oh, I struggle.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a wicked leg. You don't want that's going to be on your hand.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I didn't tell him about this. I just kept on wanting my oh, I
thank you, Jesus.
There's no real being.
Glory
oh,
to God.
I just
thank you, Jesus.
I'm a son of Christ, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
For my life, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I was yielding to the flesh. I yield to the eye and the bright light. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. But I asked you the other day. Oh, I made a petition, Lord God.
Come on.
I just asked you to save me, Lord. I just asked you to save me. Oh, I just asked you. Please save me, Lord. I know I'm living wrong. I know it, Lord God. You showed me the power. You showed me how real you was, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, my God.
Glory.
Turn my life around with me. And I went back out there in the world. Oh, my God. And he was stealing everything from me. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Just tonight.
Yes. Sinning against the Holy God. Living my life in sin.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's what you're going to do. Oh,
Oh, my God. It showed me how real. And I tasted of his goodness. And I tasted of his spirit. I'm still going back. I'm back to the world. Sin is so grievously against the
God
of my salvation. But tonight, I begin to come downstairs.
Thank you,
I begin to find out who he did. Because I needed God to do something in my life.
Yes.
I told my wife, I don't want to live no more like this in this condition. Yes. I would rather be dead. And I'll tell you one thing. Tonight I was up in that room. And I felt it that way.
He's
come in my room.
Oh,
oh my. Hey, I thank you.
Thank
you. Lord, all I do is thank you. You've done so much for me. I didn't know why I came down here. I began to come in this room, and I heard Evangelist singing this song about hope. I didn't know I had hope. I forsook my mercy. I forsook the only one that saved me. And I thought I had no more hope. A passionate Christian would have never made mine. Oh, the fire in the heat. Just waiting for the wrath and judgment to come on me. And I'm going to come in this room and hear a song about hope. Hey, hey,
yeah.
Oh, young God, I began to find a seat in my apostle home, Jesus is the hope of the world.
Yeah.
I began to put that CD in my CD player. As soon as it came on, he was stroking on the guitar. And something started pulling at my heart.
Yes.
And I had to come downstairs.
Yes.
And when I came in, I heard a double witness telling me about this hope.
Yes.
Telling me about this life. Yes. Telling me about this good God.
Yes.
That I thought I had lost the hope in.
Yes.
I thought it remained no sacrifice.
I like that.
But God, who is rich in mercy. Ah! Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I was in my bed.
Thank you.
He gave his life for me.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't deserve it. But I thank God.
Found the CD of our late Apostle Hope preaching Jesus is the hope of the world. God began to move on him.
All right.
Jesus, God began to bless him. God began to bless him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. That's right. Let it all come out.
Yes.
Come
on. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
So, you know, that word of God. That
Amen.
Word, that powerful word of God that was recorded on CD began to break up his heart. Thank you, God. God, a wonderful thing. I thank God for our late general overseer. Praise the Lord in the work that God did through him that's yet going on. We just thank God. We're going to bring the broadcast to a close. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in, for your patience, and for your prayers. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we ask for your continued prayers. Continue to pray one for another. Praise the Lord. It's joy night. Tonight is joy night. Hallelujah.
Joy in the house. Hallelujah.
Thank God for you all. Things made. Do you have anything that you would like to say?
No. I ain't got nothing to say. The Lord said it. He said it.
Amen. Thank God. Praise God. We thank God for Evangelist Cynthia reading that open scripture and also singing those beautiful selections.
Amen.
I thank God for the encouragement. Praise God. Thank God for his daughter, Evangelist. So I'm going to go on and I'm going to pray for my God bless you. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. And I'm looking forward to him giving his testimony, at least a portion. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for it. We love you. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you. May heaven smile upon you. God bless.